Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
You brought Quincy Rose Jr., you brought Sutton Smith and Caden Kittler. Interesting mix. You got Caden Kittler, who was at Central Florida the year before. He starts all the games at center. You got Sutton Smith, never played a down until, you know, he's played for you, but not Arkansas. And you got Quincy Rose, who's more like the traditional guy that we don't see anymore. He's been here all his career.
Yeah, let's start with Quincy Rose Jr. He's a guy, I mean, and what's unique on all three of those guys, if I've had a long-term relationship with him, maybe the national media doesn't care, but it's important to me. So Quincy Rose, right, obviously North Little Rock kid, born and bred, had opportunities. People threw a ton of money at him. You know, this season said, hey, you need to transfer. And, you know, the kid said, you know what, once I got the job, and that kid announced that he was staying during my press conference.
Yeah.
I mean, how cool was that?
Yeah.
So a guy that's been loyal, a guy that's been a part, obviously a big-time player as well. And so, you know, with that long-term relationship, I was his first offer out of high school. And so we've kind of known each other for a long time, which is really unique. And then we talk about Sutton Smith, same deal. Sutton committed to us as a junior in high school. Throughout his career at Memphis, people, SEC schools, reached out to him, hey, you need a transfer. He said, I'm not doing that. I trust the system. I believe it. Arkansas fans, unfortunately, know him for the long run versus them in the game. And so they're quite pleased to see us bring him over to this side of the river and be a part of what we're doing here. Tremendous young man that I think the SEC is going to be, wow, this kid's pretty damn special. And then Caden Kittler. Caden actually took an official visit to us at Memphis at the high school. So I've known Caitlin for 6 years. And, you know, a center, a guy that's a leader of the offensive line, I thought was important to have. So a unique mix. People said, well, why not a quarterback? We're still working on that battle. But really love those three. They're leaders. I've got great confidence in what they're going to do on and off the field.
Yeah, Caden was our weekly call, Coach. We've been, since NIL started, we contract with players at Pam, and he was our call last year every week. Really sharp guy, impressive. Let's talk about the schedule real quick. You know, today you got Lane Kiffin here with you today. You got Steve Sarkisian. You got Texas, LSU. You know, starting the season, you got Utah, Georgia. I mean, it is, you know, welcome to the SEC, Coach Silverfield. I mean, you know, how do you approach the, you know, for example, I know there's some people complaining about the late start time of Utah, early start time of Georgia. Is, you know, are you planning for those kind of things now, knowing, hey, we really got to be smart on how we manage our time for those early weeks?
Absolutely. And listen, I know what we're getting into in the SEC, and then obviously playing at Utah, one of the toughest places to play out there in Salt Lake. That's great. We don't back down from anybody, right? I mean, we got a gigantic chip on our shoulder. We're going to come out swinging, I can promise you that. And so I want our players to have that same attitude. Put the ball down. Let's go play right now. You know, if they ask us to play at 6 a.m. or midnight, we're ready. But we're actually, throughout training camp, we're actually going to prepare for things like that. We have, you know, our first game is a 3:15 kickoff, so our first scrimmage is at 3:15. Try to get them out in the heat in the stadium.
Right.
Then we're actually having a 9:15 at night scrimmage in the stadium, get underneath the lights, because that's going to be the exact same time as when we play Utah. So get them out under the lights. Get them, you know, hey, this is what an all-day deal feels like. Put them through that prep, and then no different than we're going to have 11 a.m. Scrimmage as well, you know, to just prep for the Georgia game. So just in their brains, getting the guys prepared from a physical and mental standpoint for what it's going to look like early on.
We're visiting altitude.
Oh, Utah.
It's great. I can smoke more cigarettes
than I have. And the ball goes a lot further.
The ball goes a lot further.
If you just joined the show, visiting Ryan Silverfield, also have John Daly here. Got a couple more minutes, Coach. We'll let you go. You know, for me, I've always felt like a team takes on the personality of their coach. You know, when I played for Coach Holtz, there were things that he did and expected, and sort of that's where we play. Coach Hatfield was the same way. Do you feel that way? And if so, what's going to be the personality of this team, you think?
Yeah, I think it's a big part of it, right? You ultimately want the players to take on what you've been preaching, the culture that you're trying to push every single day. And I do want them to take on my approach to it. And I think this, more than anything, like when Razorback fans watch us take the field, they're going to see a team that plays with a lot of passion, a lot of damn energy, that's disciplined. It's a bunch of tough asses that go out there and play with relentless effort. And if we get to see that every single Saturday, you know, we're going to look up at the end of the fourth quarter, however long they ask us to play football, and we'll like the end result. We're going to certainly make steps in the right direction. You know, from a talent standpoint, that's our job to continue to assemble and get them to play at a higher level and to assemble rosters year after year that can compete at the highest level. But, man, I want when people watch this, well, those dudes are playing like their damn hair is on fire.
Yeah.
And I think if we can provide that for Razorback fans, we'll sit there and say, man, we got a chance every week.
Yeah, I remember watching, being at the Memphis game, watching that game and saying, wow. I remember telling Trey, I said, I want our defense to play like Memphis's defense.
From an
effort standpoint. Even though you were down, you fought back. So, and I think it sounds like you've got a great response from the fans. You know, they're hungry. They've been through a tough time. I mean, and you want that. You want the high expectations, even though you got the toughest schedule in America. But you feel the fans really wanting to have some success with you.
I love it. And listen, and throughout my career, this is my 28th year coaching. And, you know, when you coach in the NFL, yeah, you want to win for the fans. You want to win for the franchise. And, you know, the play. Here, there's such a sense. And listen, at all my previous spots, you want to win for the fans. But here, you sense it. Like, from the minute I stepped off the plane, it's, man, we got to win for the fans.
Right.
Screw running for Ryan Surf. Yeah, you win for the players. But, yeah, man, this is a place the fans are so passionate. They're so hungry for a winner. I love the fact that there's high expectations. I want that. I mean, who shouldn't? We have the highest expectations for ourselves within our own program.
Right.
But I love the fact that the fans are hungry. They're saying, man, go out there and do this and get this accomplished. And we believe that's what you want.
Yeah. Well, Coach, you know, Justin Moore is one of our co-hosts. He's actually going to a concert. He would be with us this morning. He did that concert for free. He's in your corner. You got John Daly in your corner. You got Joe Klein back here. So, you know, we're a station of Razorbacks. We're the Razorback station in Central Arkansas. Appreciate you understanding the value of that and taking time to jump on the show with us. And I know you got a busy day. You have any objective today other than don't say anything that's going to be repeated, you know, for three months?
We don't want to make headlines in the ESPN
tonight.
You know,
like
there's that fine line. It's
yes.
How much coach speak can you do where people don't vomit?
Right?
You know, it's
right.
Okay, this guy's a damn broken record. But also don't want to be on the headline.
Right.
And, you know, Kyle jumping down my back said, you said what?
Summerall said he was going to throw the podium yesterday. You could just go up there and destroy it.
Yeah, maybe I just start the press conference by just throwing the podium.
There you go.
Let's get this thing started. No words. Just throw it and be like, okay, questions?
The Bobby Knight chair works.
That's right. Well, Coach, we'll let you go. I know Kyle's looking. He's got to take you to the next stop. Appreciate it, as always. Good luck. We'll see you here. We'll see you at the Touchdown Club.
Absolutely.
We'll see you at the Touchdown Club. So
appreciate you guys having me on. Guys back home, appreciate you guys, and look forward to many, many great conversations.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan Silverfield. All right, there he goes. Head coach of the Razorbacks, Ryan Silverfield. We'll get Quincy Rose Jr. here in just a second. Said all the right things. Yeah, he's right. You just got to make sure at some point you don't say something that comes back to bite you for the next 3 months. And what do you think, Joe? What do you think, Raj? Sounds like he connects on about every interview he does. He's been around long enough to where he knows what to say. And I love the fact what he was talking about, the kind of team he expects. What he said, tough asses? Is that what he said?
Yes, I believe.
Yeah,
he said tough asses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mind that at all.
No.
Yeah. There's Ken Kittler has no socks. Look at him. He has no socks on.
Is he wearing loafers? What's he wearing?
He is. He's wearing loafers and the no socks deal.
Really?
Everybody's seeing John now. People are starting to see that. What's John Daly doing down here?
Yeah.
I like it. I like it.
It's awesome.
661-1037 if you want to be a part of the show. Somebody says, don't say left lane hammer down or smile. Don't worry about that. Hogs defense, I hope, are junkyard dogs this season. Let's see. Please let him know that we can't take a timeout before the opening kickoff. Yeah, I don't think I would be shocked to see any of that happen this year with this team. Someone says, Sutton Smith is on SEC now, doing a great job. Here comes Quincy. Look at the, wow. I don't know, Raj and Joe, if you can see the cameras when he sits down, look at the necklace that he's got on. It is more than the cards, Joe, that we owned back in the day, I would think. From
NIL, baby.
Yeah, I mean, I know. Very nice. You know, Quincy, yeah, have a seat, buddy. You know who this guy is, Quincy? You know who this guy is? All right. We're a little bit older, so I don't know.
Santa Claus.
He's a golfer. Quincy Rhodes Jr. joins us. Good morning, Quincy. How are you?
I'm doing well. You?
I'm telling him, well, listen, we got Big Joe Klein back in the studio.
I said, hey.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's these two big boys, man.
I know. Well, listen, I'm looking. This looks like a John Daly necklace. Roger back in the studio, too. Can you see his necklace?
Not very good.
No. You can't see it. It's just that's. Did you have that
the
made?
White
background. Did you have that made in Arkansas?
Great.
This was made somewhere in this area.
Somewhere special.
Yeah.
Well, ladies, listen, congrats on being here. It's a big deal. You get invited. You know, you've been here at the university for several years now. You're sort of the unicorn.
Yeah.
You know, most guys don't, you know, maybe not stick around 3 or 4 years, and you've done that. And Coach Silverman was bragging on the fact that at that press conference you made up your mind. And I'm sure there was some money involved, too, but you made up your mind you want to stay.
Yes, sir.
And you met motivation for that, was it the Coach Silverfield or just that you're a Razorback, always a Razorback?
A little bit of both. My decision on staying dictated who we brought in because, again, like I take my future serious, and I wanted to know that I had the right guy to help me lead, to help lead me in the direction of, you know, success, and let alone like be in a position to where I could help myself and my family. So that's what played a big part of my
You and KJ Jackson both on that day of the press conference, I think, said you were coming back, and so a lot of high expectations for you. Right. You know, I think you were second team all SEC, first team on some polls, and do you have that personal expectation you'd like to have? Obviously, your best year individually you've ever had. You have a certain goal, how many sacks, how many hurries that you'd like to get this year, that kind of thing?
I'm going to always shoot for the stars. My dad always told me, like, never settle for less than your best. So I kind of, you know, I was doing that. So I settled for 8-9 last year. So I kind of cut myself short. So I had multiple people telling me aim for 15. So if I can get 15, that'll be cool.
That would be outstanding.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, so. You are playing against some of the best players in America in the SEC, and so and you got them. You know, Georgia, LSU, Texas. It's not like you're playing against easy teams to be able to create those kind of stats. And is that something you take personally? You know that you're playing against the best tackles in America?
Yes, sir. You know, they say the SEC is like a minor, smaller league of the NFL, and you know, being able to compete against those guys weekly allows me to, you know, build my confidence and showcase my talents for the next step of life. Because, you know, if I can do it against them, you know what I'm saying, the difference between college and SEC is those are grown men, and, you know, they've experienced thousands and thousands of players like me. And then, you know, you get those guys who I go against every Saturday who experience, you know, 4 to 3 years of people like me. So everybody's style is different, and just learning how to adapt to everybody. Playing scheme.
You had some good numbers last year. The defense as a whole did not. So it was a disappointing performance overall. I know that's something you'd like to see change. What about your new defensive coordinator and the new personnel you had? You think you guys can turn the corner from where you were last year from a results standpoint?
Yeah, I definitely think we can. Coach Roberts, he has done a great job of, you know, getting the right guys to fit his scheme. And Coach Silverfield has, you know, done the same thing as well. And I really can't complain. Coach Silverfield and Coach Roberts has the scheme of, you know, putting me in different positions to where I can also be successful as well. So we just went to Saturday.
You know, Seth Smith is here, and if I'm remember correctly, on this 65-yard run, you went upfield a little bit, and he cut up underneath it, didn't he? You guys ever talk about that play?
Yeah, right. We did. I kind of got a lot of criticism on that play, especially from like social media, and I tend like to zone everything out. But like, a lot of people don't know. Like, again, it's a collective. Sure. It's a team. We all have assignments.
That's right.
So on my assignments, I was supposed to take a specific person, and somebody else was supposed to pick him up.
Gotcha.
You know, that was also real. I'm not throwing nobody under the bus.
Yeah, that was. Listen, it's great that you have him over here. I mean, he was the guy who watched them play last year. That they were scrappers and came back and got it done. That's the kind of play. And then Caden Kittler's here with you. We talked to him. He's a solid guy too.
Right. I definitely agree. Both guys work hard. You know, they've earned everything that they have. And I'm expecting big things from them as well.
Anybody you got circled on the schedule that you look forward to really playing more than somebody else? You got the toughest schedule in America, most people say. But is there one team that you really look forward to this year that you're really looking forward to playing?
I'm going to say this, like, I fear no man and I fear no team.
So. Yeah. Well, listen, I know you don't fear, but is there one you really like to kick their butt more than another one?
I'm going to tell you this. Anybody can get it.
Okay.
I'm not going against them. They're going against me. So.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. I like that. Well, you know, of course, you do the Sunday show on Fishing Arkansas. Right. Big Sarge.
Big Sarge.
Big Sarge loves you.
My guy.
Yeah, and you love to fish. You love to do the outdoors thing. Have you been doing that this summer up in Fayetteville? You've been down North Little Rock or what?
A lot of the fishing and outdoor stuff I do is back at home because it's more southern, it's more areas and lakes, body of water and all that stuff. And, you know, living in NWA, Northwest Arkansas is more like channels, creeks, smaller rivers, and that's fly fishing territory, smallmouth, and all that stuff. So you really can't get into, like, the good fishing up in NWA, not unless somebody want
to
help me
out. Well, I was about to say, listen, we know about NIL. So there's nobody that's got more endorsements than John Daly. He's got every – I can see a Ranger boat, something, a Quincy Roads Ranger boat. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know who your agent is, but you need to start doing those deals now, right?
Johnny Morris, you listen to their basketball shop. Johnny Morris, we got to get our man here.
Yeah, you got to. You're a largemouth bass guy, right, for the most part. Okay,
so that'd be a blessing. Like, to be honest, I always wanted a nice boat, and I know my plans eventually were to get within the next year or two, especially after being done with collegiate football and having more money to, you know, go spend things on.
Yeah.
Spend more money on things that I like, you know, that would definitely be a purchase of mine.
I think I did see a nice new car, right? Did you get that? Is that right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I think I saw. I can't afford that car, man.
Yeah, I drive a Hellcat Red Eye jailbreak.
Yeah.
I've always been into cars.
700 horsepower in that?
I'm probably like 1,100, 1,200.
Is that right? Okay.
So I'm waiting on all my parts to get in, but right now I'm at 880. I just replaced my supercharger on my car because my old supercharger, my blower to my car had ate itself because it was like overspinning with the stuff that I had did to it. So my mechanic at Hiwassee Motorsports in Hiwassee, Arkansas, had bought me the Kong 2650, if y'all know what that is.
No, we have no idea what you're talking about.
I would have to say all the video, but oh, boy. Okay,
so you got to be careful, though, with all that speed and power, right?
Yeah. I don't, believe it or not, like, I don't see how people get in trouble for speeding because, you know what I'm saying, I got too much to lose. But just hearing it, hearing the motor, just hearing the ground shake, it's just like, it give me goosebumps because, like, I think about, like, Fast and Furious, like Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, you know, they had the little moment where they was at the light, the quarter mile.
I had no idea you were a car guy, speed guy.
What?
Forget the boat.
I went to TX2K for spring break. If you know what that is, it's like a big racing event.
Okay.
In Texas at some parkway or whatever. It's past. If I'm not mistaken, like. Nah, I ain't even gonna say it because I'm a little like a clown, but it's in Texas.
Yeah.
But,
are you like, get a NASCAR or any of that? You like NASCAR?
I never been.
Okay.
I never been.
You need to do that. You need to love this, you mean, you know, 200 miles an hour, and it's impressive. We know you got stuff to do.
I'm getting with Moto and college racing team. I'm with both of them now. So.
Listen, I'm telling you, JD's got the connections, Quincy. Now, you also, too, before I let you go, you represent, to me, I think, Trey, you're Central Arkansas.
Yes, sir.
You know, we don't have as many players coming out of Central Arkansas than back when I played. I mean, remember, Joe, we would have 12 guys from Little Rock Central and all that. So is that something that you do take pride in? You know, North Little Rock High School, right?
Yes, sir. I definitely do.
Yeah, one of the few Central Arkansas guys we have.
I definitely do. It means a lot coming, you know, from North Little Rock because, again, like, we have to get it out the mud. Everything we do back at home, we got to grind for it, and nothing was easy, especially, you know, growing up in that area. And, you know, like I said, I give all. You know, God, I give God all the glory. And, you know, I was fortunate to have my dad in my life, so he kept me grounded. He knew what he wanted for me at an early age. My family, they always supported me. That's really about it.
Quincy, I have one question for you. Do you think that this team is taking on Ryan Silverfield's exuberance, his fire, his passion? Because I think fans last year didn't think that Coach Pittman had a lot of that. Do you think that this team is kind of reflective of your head coach?
From last year or no?
Right now.
Oh, we don't have no choice. Like, the standard is the standard. And, you know, if you don't want to embrace the standard, go out the door. And, you know, for me, I'm due for a win, if you get what I'm saying. So I'm grinding every day, you know, in the D-line room, trying to help out the guys, and, you know, they helped me too. I'm in there with Coach Wilk and Coach Kanji. You know, they have done a great job of preparing us and getting ready for the season.
Well, Chris, we'll let you run, man. Good luck. We'll see you, obviously, every weekend. Proud of your success, and hope you have a really, really big year this year.
Yes, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And we'll hear you on Sundays on Fishing Fishing Arkansas.
Yes,
big
sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No, NFL, man. Come on.
Yeah, listen. Yeah, listen. Yeah, listen. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your loyalty, too, bro.
Yeah, let's do a picture real quick. We got to take a break, don't we, Raj? Yeah,
let's
take a break. We'll be right back from SEC Media Days. Don't go away.
Yeah.
for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Washtenaw Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
This is SportsCenter.
The Red Sox played a doubleheader against the Orioles yesterday. In Game 1, they extended their win streak to 15 games by beating Baltimore 6-3, matching their team record, which was set in 1946. They were unable to surpass that record in Game 2 as the Orioles ended the streak by winning 5-1. After the win streak, the Red Sox firmly sit in the wild card race in the American League. In the minors, the Arkansas Travelers will play again tonight at Dickey Stevens Park. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. And at SEC Media Days, it's finally Arkansas's turn to take the stage, along with LSU, Mississippi State and Texas. Stay tuned to The Buzz for updates thanks to First Security Bank, Kauffman by Design, Blackman Auctions, UAMS, Bet Saracen, and the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. I'm Christian Weaver with The Buzz Radio Network.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Today, we get to enjoy lower humidity and a little bit cooler high temperature. Just a high of 90 today. Normal high is 92. It'll be mostly sunny, so a pretty pleasant day. Tonight, increasing clouds, a low of 73. Tomorrow, it becomes mostly cloudy, a little more humid with a high of 93. I'm meteorologist Pat Walker for The Buzz Radio Network.
Thursday in The Zone, we're broadcasting live from UAMS Ortho, and we'll hear all about their new location. It's also the final day of SEC Football Media Days, so we're going to get to check in there and finally hear from the Hogs, including head coach Ryan Silverfield. We'll also talk to Zach Gillum from Oaklawn, get some odds over the weekend, and we'll give you a round of I Did Not See That Coming. It's all coming up Thursday in The Zone, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. Baseball fans, the MLB season is in full swing, and FanDuel is giving you a chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting the home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home of home runs. So, are you ready to play your game? Head over to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to opt in for daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. No purchase necessary. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Don't miss Murphy's Searcy Gun and Knife Show this weekend at the White County Fairgrounds in Searcy.
Over 125 tables with guns, ammo, knives, militaria, and much more. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. $10 gets you in the door. 12 and under free. Admission good for both days. LEOs and veterans, $2 off. Don't miss Murphy's Searcy Gun and Knife Show this weekend at the White County Fairgrounds.
The Zone's Week on the Road continues today when Justin Akre stops at 10901 Rodney Parham Road for the grand opening of UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Next to the UAMS Health Urology Center. Today at 10, right here on 103.7 The Buzz.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 103.7 The Buzz.
Rock and roll has got to go.
All right, it is 7:30 there in Little Rock, Central Arkansas, 8:30 here in Tampa. Back in the studio, our man Roger Scott running the board, making the music happen.
Yeah, making it happen, spinning the tunes, yo.
Christian Weaver is there as well, and Joe Klein in studio. Joe, what's happening at Corky's? What do we need to know, my friend?
Oh, man, we got cold refrigerated air with cold with cold beer, great barbecue, great other items. Really we can bring it to you, pick it up, drive through, cater it, and you won't beat the price, man. You can come in and get you a cold beer for $2 and get you some grub. And
is there a drink minimum?
It's a drink maximum.
Drink maximum. Okay. All right. All right.
You have, when you sit down at the bar, we call it the John Daly rule. You have to have eight.
You have to have eight.
Or we shoot you.
Yeah, that's it. Two Corky's locations, North Little Rock and West Little Rock.
Give us a call, man. We can do whatever you want done for a better price than anybody can do it, and you won't be sorry.
It's getting tough these days, ain't it?
You ain't lying.
Gonna ask you guys, all right, so you got the four schools today. We've already had Ryan Silverfield on and Quincy Rhodes Jr. So Arkansas, LSU, Mississippi State, and Texas. Of those two, let's just go ahead and say it, LSU or Texas, if you had to pick, you're only going to get one win between the two.
Yeah.
Would we rather beat LSU or would we rather beat Texas?
LSU for me. Mm.
Joe, Raj?
I go away. I'm Southwest Conference, man. Yeah. I've been hating Texas a lot longer than I've been hating LSU.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's a demographic thing. You know, Christian's 30.
It's an
age.
Yeah, it is. I don't like Texas, but they weren't a rival in my lifetime.
Yeah,
like
we barely ever played them. Yeah, that's right.
We played LSU every Black Friday as a child.
I definitely think it's a demographic issue. And you're right. You're right. We hated LSU for anybody in the last 30 years. That's how long the Boots have been around. That game, day after Thanksgiving day, is always, and usually they've been good games, crazy games, and so there's a good history, and there's not much Texas history at all. That's exactly right. What's interesting, Texas is the higher-ranked team this year. You know, everybody's talking about Lane Kiffin and LSU, but, you know, Texas is the higher-ranked team. A lot of polls, they've got them in the top five. So
that's got to be all is how much of that is on Arch.
Yeah, and they finished strong last year, Roger. I'm trying to see pull up the end of the season last year. Okay. They finished stronger. Let me look here. Because Arch did not start off well. Matter of fact, I think they probably got some momentum playing us.
That first game, they didn't do anything against Ohio State.
And they still had a chance to win that game, Christian. They blew it there at the end. Now they've got Ohio State coming to their place.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Texas, you know, Texas is not, you know, they've had a little struggle bus, you know, after Mack Brown left. Mm-hmm. Can you remember who the coach was, Joe, after Mack Brown?
McWilliams.
No, Roger, Christian.
Hold on.
I'll give you a hint.
Charlie Strong is correct. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Charlie Strong.
I thought there was somebody in between them.
No.
Shit. No. Isn't that crazy?
And was it Tom Herman after that?
Yeah. It's funny. You know, we were talking about schools like Florida yesterday. Some blue bloods have really gone through some struggles, including Texas. And think about the 3 years with Charlie, and we like Charlie. He's an Arkansan. So the 3 years under Charlie Strong, 6-7, 5-7, 5-7.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's that. So then they hire Tom Herman. He's 7-6 that first year, and then he gets them to 10-4. And I'm thinking, okay, he's going to get that thing out. You know, he's one of our Brawls Award winners that I was always very impressed with. I said he'll get that thing back on track. Goes backwards, 8-5, 7-3. They fire him. Sarkisian comes in first year. That's when we beat the crap out of him. Remember that was COVID year. 5-7 that first year. Goes 8-5 2 years ago, and then last year goes 12-2. So, and I was going to look real quick to see end of the year.
A&M.
Yeah, they won like seven in a row.
Yeah, they had bookend losses, didn't they? Ohio State and then A&M, right? A&M beat them. Did A&M beat them? Texas beat A&M,
who
right?
This?
Who were their two losses? Did they beat A&M or did they lose to A&M?
Let me look
I
real
think
quick
they beat
see.
A&M because it was enough. A&M was undefeated and then lost to Texas, I think.
So by the way, here's Sark's record: 5-7 the first year, 8-5 the next year. He goes 12-2. Crap, sugar, I forgot about that. 2024, he's 13-3, goes to the first round of the playoffs and loses. And then last year, they're 10-3. And Joe, as you were talking about, they lost to Ohio State the first game, and then lost to Michigan in the bowl game after that. They did lose to A&M. No, they beat A&M. Joe, this past year.
Who's the other loss?
They lost to Georgia.
Oh, okay.
They lost to Georgia. Florida. Yeah, Georgia, Florida, and Ohio State. What's that?
Yeah, Georgia thumped
killed them.
Yeah,
killed
them. And then the Florida loss is what cost them the playoff. That was
that's right. That was an ugly loss when not a very good Florida team.
Yeah.
But the point that my sort of overall point is that man these blue bloods man it's the every you know we've struggled
Jeez.
And but we haven't won championships as recently as these other schools. So it's even more irritating to these schools that are within shot of having national championships. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's but anyway, today, of course, the star of today will probably be Lane Kiffin, because he, you know, I'll give him credit. He usually will. He's willing to say anything. He doesn't really care.
Right.
He may be the only
one that does that, right?
I think you're right. No, I think he is. And if you're Silverfield right here, if you're Silverfield, you're right. You just don't want to say anything that calls you.
Yeah, nothing that will make national headlines. And your boy is out there having a smoke break, but he's got media all around him asking him questions.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah, he's holding his own round table.
I hope you get some pictures of that, Trey.
Yeah.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah, he's one of a kind, man. I tell you, it's funny. He is, you know, he's done the movie stuff. I mean, he's better known now than he was back when he was playing. And he walks, he got this, you know, they got that Santa Claus beard where you can't miss him. And so it's
he's
just
never
like
slowed down. He's grinding every day.
Did he have his loudmouth gear on?
No, he just got the beard with the
loudmouth gear is
it's
awesome.
What is it?
I have a couple of those shirts.
Oh, yeah. One of his sponsors is here. Who is
Spongers?
Oh, Spongers. Oh, it's the Spongers. we've learned a little bit about the but you're right, Roger. He's always on the darn go. It's
amazing. Yeah.
Now everybody now the other members of the media.
Yeah, are Ron to, Slay.
Yeah. I was not a sand lizard. I was a dolphin. He was the sand lizard.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's from a radio station up the road. What's up, buddy? Were you out there talking? You doing some media talking out there?
Yeah, well, I had a cigarette. I had to have a cigarette. This is great. I can do this every year as long as I can smoke. It's perfect.
How often do you need to smoke? What's the routine for you?
We're going to time the breaks out for you.
Too many.
Roger used to. I mean, I remember Roger was a smoker. Roger, every segment you had to go out top of the hour you would smoke.
Oh, that's right. Hot box. You got a hot box.
I remember telling Roger, I said, "Man, he's beating cocaine, but he can't beat cigarettes.
I can't beat him.
Yeah, and Roger, I never thought you would. I just thought Joe. I just said, man, he's you know, I mean, you think beating drugs would be the number one, but he I said this guy thinks got you. Got you controlled, and you finally whipped it, Rod.
Oh, cigarettes are probably the hardest.
They are because they're legal. You can do
them
anywhere.
They relieve stress.
They relieve stress. They do a lot of those things. You just couldn't take you out of. Go do a line every top of the hour.
Hey, let's put it, if I ever did cocaine, I'd be dead.
Oh, my God.
I'd be anorexic, so.
Anna, do you
smoke? No.
No, okay. Do you try to get him not to smoke?
Doctor and I have tried to cut him back, not quit, because, you know, you got to take it in baby steps.
Yeah.
And with the bladder cancer, his doctor, Dr. Boyle, said the same thing. He says, that's the main cutback that you have to do to deal with that, and he slowly. So at the first diagnosis, right, John was really serious. So he was like on the timer. Okay, I'm going to have one every 30 minutes.
Try
okay,
30,
then he
45.
Went 45 minutes and one every hour, and he's freaking pacing all over the place. I'm like, just have your damn cigarette. You're wearing a hole in the floor.
What do you smoke, John?
Marlboro Special Select, but last checkup I had, Doc says, listen, if you don't get on this, you're going to be peeing in a bag. I said, thank God when I'm sitting on a slot machine, I ain't got to get up. You got to make it funny somehow.
Bad burn.
Roger, what did you smoke, and what was the most you smoked at the time?
Oh, I don't know if you go through a pack a day easy.
Okay.
Yeah.
You look like a menthol guy.
I was a Marlboro Light guy. I was a Light guy. No.
Well, one of the things that Roger does, y'all, that I think is really cool, the money that he used to spend on cigarettes, he puts into a bowl every day, right, or a jar every day, right,
Yeah,
Roger?
big old water jug, yeah.
So how much?
$10 a day is what I put in
$10 a
jar.
Day.
$10 a day. So you take that out, $70 a week, $240. What is that? $280 a month. Yeah. So I mean, that's cash.
Been doing that for 10 years, right? Wow. Last 15 years.
So, right. Yeah, he quit smoking and everything.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, wow. I sure did.
So, John, we asked.
Well, now you put $10 away. That's a pack of cigarettes.
Well, that's what it is. That's it.
John's defense, it looks like he smokes a lot more than he does because what it is, he'll light one up, he'll take a couple drags. Yeah. And then he puts it out.
Yeah, I never smoke a full cigarette.
He doesn't ever smoke a full cigarette.
Well, and that's the thing. Every time we see you on a video or something like that, that's what it shows. It shows you lighting up and doing that. So we know
Roger did the same thing, but he wouldn't throw them away, John. He would cut off the end and put them back in.
Yeah. You put a little bit. I put it in your ear. Chew on it later. And then I'd use the filters and I'd make little burn.
It's like my brother when he runs out of tobacco chew. He takes my cigarettes and takes stuff out of it.
Let's ask John the question we asked everybody a second ago. So LSU is here today with Kiffin, your buddy, and this Sark is here with Texas. We got to play both of those. If you could only have one of those as a win, is it beating LSU or beating Texas?
I'm gonna go to our. We've always had that very cordial. You know, we respect Texas. But we want to beat them. I got to go Texas because we played them a lot more than
that's what
LSU.
We were talking about. There's a much bigger history.
There's a respect there now. The team over here to my right shoulder, not so much.
Yeah.
I won't mention names, but
LSU.
We haven't beaten them.
No, we haven't beaten a lot of people.
We haven't beaten the Aggies.
No. And I don't mind Kiffin. I like Kiffin. I like
beat them in the bowl game with Pitt, or in the at AT&T Stadium with Pittman when they won all four trophies. That year. That's the last
time.
That's
the first time we beat them in the
right
the
down there.
I think it's like listen, we can't, 1-13. Yeah,
John, we can't beat
Bielema. Bielema would probably still be our coach.
Yeah, he would be.
If he could
have beaten A&M, he'd still be the coach. You're right, Joe. Yeah.
We can't beat Missouri either. Oh. We can't beat Missouri or Texas A&M. We've beat them like twice in 10 years. I mean, let me go back to Kiffin real quick. That's Joe screaming.
Joe Kiffin. I love
him. Yeah, when did you connect with him?
Well, you know, he was at Tennessee. The thing is, his dad.
Yeah, Monty.
Was Coach Gruden's guy.
Yeah,
so y'all met. I got to meet them, and I met Lane when he was a little younger.
Yeah.
But we had him. Man, I was ready. I was playing Jim Purick's tournament in Jacksonville a few years ago. Hunter called him to say, you're going to get on the plane, man. We're going down to, he's coaching that smaller college down there. And I said, yeah, I can do it. And about 30 minutes later, he called me. Lane took a little bit more money from Ole Miss. He's not going to come be our coach, man. For about 5 seconds, I was so livid because I thought we had him. And I tried my butt off. Me and Hunter, we really worked it. I mean, I wanted Lane to come to Arkansas badly. And, when he kind of got that extra little bit. A
couple hundred thousand. Jimmy Sexton squeezing.
Yeah. Well, of course. That's what Jimmy's job
that's
is.
That's right.
You know, but. That hurt a little bit, and then I saw what he's done at Ole Miss. Lane's a winner.
Yeah.
Everywhere he goes, he's a winner.
Yeah.
And you can't.
I think he's got better since those early mistakes of his career when he was really young with the Raiders. You learn. You know, and I think he learns the SEC. He's learned a little bit about that. And I tell you, the other one, Gruden, just listen to Gruden. Could you imagine if we had Gruden as our coach? Good Lord. It would be, back to the Cal thing, Joe. He would be the football version of Coach Cal. Is what he would be.
To me, he would be the Lou Holtz.
The
motivator. I mean, just sit on the porch, have a few beers with Coach Gruden, and you feel like you can walk through a concrete wall.
Oh, yeah, Joe.
When he walks in a room, it gets your attention.
I don't know if we told you. So John calls John Daly calls Gruden during a break. So he puts him on speaker, and he's dropping the F-bomb about every third word. But he was like, he said, listen, Coach, we thought you might have a chance. And he said, it doesn't matter. He said, Coach Cal's taking all the blanket money for basketball. He said, that wouldn't happen if I was there. I tell him to go find his own blanket money. It was
classic. It was good. Too bad we didn't have it recorded.
I know. It would have been so good. Listen, are we ready for another break? I'm all mixed up on the breaks. So you need to go to break now?
Yes. Everything's normal now.
Okay, good. All right, thanks for the work back there in the studio. If you missed earlier, Ryan Silverfield was on with us. I'm sure Christian will be posting that, as well as Quincy Rose Jr. And I was impressed. I think both of them did a good job. They'll be all over the place here over the next hour or so. What time does Ryan get in the big room, Trey?
9:30, right?
That's it. 9:30.
our time.
Not 30 Central Time. That's right.
We'll take that live for a little bit?
Yeah, we'll take some of that live, sure, Will. And we also have Melinda Mayo. And we'll come back, wrap things up with Joe. Special guest co-host today, John Daly, hanging out with us here in his neck of the woods, right up the street, right up the road in Clearwater. Don't go away. It's 7:45.
We've talked about pooping and lawns. We talked, you know, we made fun of International Women's Day.
Yes.
Right?
Welcome to the big leagues,
John. If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Banks continues to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
Every week, tens of thousands of public school students nationwide attend free LifeWise Bible classes during school hours. This opportunity is now available to students at select schools in Benton, Bryant, Box Site, Greenbrier, and Academics Plus. Enrollment is open for LifeWise Academy. With parent permission, students attend off-campus classes 1 hour per week to receive Bible-based character education as part of their school day. To learn more or enroll, find your school at lifewise.org, lifewise.org.
At the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, power isn't about profit. It's about people. We don't answer to Wall Street shareholders. We answer to our members. Every farm, home, and business matters to us. Every decision we make, every pole, every line, every light switched on is made to keep our members' power reliable and affordable. It's our members, living and working across Arkansas, that matter. We're better connected together because members matter. To the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas.
Hey, this is Mitch at Red River Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep, and I just want to say thank you to the great people in the state of Arkansas for making us the nation's number one Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer. That's right, folks. We are number one in the entire nation, according to Stellantis' own internal report card. And if you want to find out why, you want to make that beautiful drive right here to Heber Springs during the Make This Summer event. Or check us out online at redriverdodge.com for the best deals in the entire state.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win, win, win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 822,000 scholarships. Keep playing and win, win, winning, Arkansas. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
There's nothing better than the great outdoors, especially when you have a great lawn and being outside enjoying it. But let's be honest, when the mosquitoes attack, it can be a real buzzkill. And just like the best defense against weeds is the team at Sanders Ground Essentials, the best defense against mosquitoes this summer is too. A monthly mosquito barrier from Sanders Ground Essentials can keep those mosquitoes away, which keeps my backyard parties going. On the web at sandersground.com, Sanders Ground Essentials. Let's get growing.
Professional arena football is back in Hot Springs Saturday night. The Arkansas Diamonds, fast-paced, hard-hitting professional arena football at Bank OZK Arena. Congrats to the Diamonds. They've already clinched the Southern Division, and they're headed to the playoffs. So come see the final home game of the regular season against the Monroe Greenheads Saturday night. Group and individual tickets are available. General admission tickets are only $15. Buy them at the door or online at ArkansasDiamonds.com. Arkansas Diamonds football, forged under pressure.
Tune into The Zone each week when Susan Erin Prowse shares her keys to the weekend music events calendar. Brought to you by Willie D's and Big Red Dog Productions. Big Red Dog Productions is your gateway to music excellence in Central Arkansas and beyond. Visit entertainersguide.com to see the weekly calendar and submit your shows.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott,
David Basil, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Don't go away.
This river don't go to Antrim. You done taken a wrong turn.
What is that, Roger? What's that from?
Well, today is Ronnie Cox's birthday.
I saw that, yes.
Yeah, that's from Deliverance.
And it said, oh, that's what it was. Yeah, okay,
we're just
I got going you.
We're just floating down to Aintree. This river don't go to Aintree.
Ronnie Cox was really good in that. And, of course, he also, what else do we know him from, Roger? It's The Longest Yard, right?
You know what? I don't know. I really can't give you a ton of Ronnie Cox. I just know that.
Let me see here.
Can we call and wish Little John a happy birthday?
Sure. Yeah,
that would be fun.
Yeah, I've got his number here. I'll send it to Christian, and we'll do that. Coming back at the top of the hour. How old is he today?
23.
Okay, 23. Wow.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. Yeah, he's. By the way, if you hear John in the background, Tom Murphy's coming over here. Tom Murphy's doing a little interview from the Democrat Gazette. Yeah, that's what they do here. You know, they any content that they can find, they see John over here, and that's why they're asking. So, yes, we're on there. No, you're fine. You're good. Raj, I was going to say it real quick. It was, where's it at here? Ronnie Cox. So, Total Recall. That's what he was with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I think he was in Beverly Hills Cop, too.
Oh, you know, that's it.
Yes, he was. Beverly Hills Cop. That's exactly right. He was the captain. Christian,
that's exactly right. Christian, this is for you, then.
What an asset you are to our show.
Very good. Joe, you know, this is Joe's last segment, Baz.
Yes, it is. Joe, today's all. Yes, go ahead, Joe.
Hang in there. You're going to miss me.
Joe, yeah. Today is the birthday of Philip Seymour Hoffman. John, welcome back. You know who Philip Seymour Hoffman is? What movie do you think of when you think of him?
Well, you said Beverly Hills Cop, right?
Different guy. That's Ronnie Cox. That's
Ronnie Cox.
Philip Seymour Hoffman. Yeah. I think of when he was a bad guy in Mission Impossible.
He was a great bad guy.
Mission Impossible. I can't help but think about him being in Big Daddy's pockets instead of a woman.
And also remember him with Mark Wahlberg movie.
Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights, he was great.
Oh, what a character.
He was a little weird in that one.
Talented.
Yeah. He was in Twister. He was in Twister, too.
Twister, sure.
He was the one he was a journalist in.
Let's see here.
Capote.
That's right. Capote. He did a really good job.
In Cold Blood at that time, I believe.
I think you're right. It's also the birthday of Gary Payton. And that was during
the
your
glove.
The glove. John, I don't know if you remember. What's that?
Are we best friends?
We're best friends.
So if you remember The Big Dance, John, Gary Payton came out and said that, you know, that he sort of handled. What's that?
Last Dance.
Last Dance, that he sort of handled Jordan, and he did keep him below his average. But then when they showed Jordan the clip of Gary Payton doing that, he just laughed out loud. Joe, obviously, that Jordan didn't agree with that. What do you say as somebody who was there during that era?
Who got the W?
Jordan got the W. That's right.
If you handle somebody, you beat them. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
You don't handle somebody and lose. If you handle somebody, you beat them.
That was one of the funny. That was one of the funny pieces out of The Last Dance. Was that that was the only one where somebody came out and said, "Yeah, he did hold him 10 points, but I think below his average." Yeah, he didn't like that either. Also, I was going to mention Danny Glover's birthday today. Of course, we know him with Mel Gibson. How old do you think?
Gone Fishing with him and Joe Pesci was the funniest movie ever.
Okay,
ever.
Rod, you see how old he is?
I did not.
Yeah, take a shot.
80.
80 is correct. Give that man a prize.
Wow. Can I get a Corky's? Dinner for two?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you, buddy.
Just take it out of the 45 gift cards you already have.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, by the way, Roger, will you help me today, you and Christian? We've got to walk downstairs and get the Corky certificate for our cave.
And Christian, when they don't do that, Christian, do what you always do. Send me the address to the people who got promised the Corky's gift card that I didn't promise to the station, and then I'll send it to them.
Yeah.
I did some ads in Memphis with Corky's back in the day.
Did you hear that? John did Corky's endorsements? Because you have a connection with Memphis.
Yeah, it's just a picture of me with, you know, over my face, eating the wing.
Joe, you also knew that Daly and Cal and Mike Miller had a bar together. Did you know that, Joe?
Yeah, it's called Field on Bill for a long time. It was called Field on Bill.
Field on Bill.
Field on Bill, yeah. It's right across from the FedEx for him there.
Yeah. John and I, we were talking over lunch of the day. You've had some really good experiences with the restaurant bars, and you've had some bad ones.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about something, and it's all about who you do business with, who you trust. And
yeah, me and Coach Cal, Mike Miller, John Cicini, who I'm the godfather. John Cicini ran the Horseshoe there under Jack Binion.
Okay.
And then I can't remember the guy's name that started Backyard Burger. It was us five, and we were thriving. Then Hurricane Katrina just killed.
Yeah, the circle of friends and business owners that you have is pretty extensive.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, you're sitting there telling Quincy Rhodes you're going to go, hey, listen, I'll get you set up with this yeah, president.
Come on, we you just got to talk to Johnny. You know,
I love
you talk to Morris.
I love to John. I mean, Raj was talking the other day. He said, yeah, we got a request for this. They'll pay you this much, and I mean. The requests are coming in, and they pay well for your time, and yeah. but it does take a lot out of you. It's a drainer. But again, the good boy is probably the one that's got the biggest success story for you. Just the impact that thing's having.
Yeah, it's big. You know, we hit the top 10 in the market of RTD sales. So we are killing it.
Yeah.
Well, your social is killing it too, John. Yeah. You're all over.
Well, our new golf packs. Oh my God! Our new golf packs—it's got a transfusion, a water hazard. It's got the original. It's got a screwdriver in there that is so delicious.
John, you said you're not going to Europe because of your shoulder. What's wrong with it?
I got bursitis and arthritis built up in it. I couldn't even lift it after Saturday's round at Akron.
What do you do for that? What are they telling you have to do for that?
Not a whole lot. There's not a lot. You know, the worst thing a doctor could always tell you. Yeah, you have to talk to him. I gotta need another surgery. He goes, not yet. That three-letter "yet" means in the future I will.
It's coming. Yeah.
You know, all my injuries and surgeries are. I'm eating up my arthritis so bad.
Joe, thanks for coming in today, buddy.
Guys, thanks, Joe. It was fun.
Great talk to you, Joe.
Say, JD, give me a holler when you're in town.
You got it.
All right, buddy. Joe Klein, the one and only.
Joe Klein, everybody. He's a great dude. Got up here before the show started, sitting around, hanging out.
The All-American. All right, we'll be back in just a minute.
Roger, Joe could probably palm you in his right hand, can't he?
He does. He does every... I can't wait. Why is your shirt off? Waited all winter for the time to be right, just to take you along. Baby, get ready.
And it don't matter. Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right.